BBC News with Julie Candler. The Cuban President Raul Castro says he has accepted an invitation to the Summit of the Americas in April in Panama. This could be the first time he meets face-to-face with President Obama since their two countries agreed to re-establish diplomatic ties earlier this week. President Castro told the National Assembly in Havana he was open to discussing a range of issues, but he said Cuba would not give up its socialist principles.
We can't pretend that by improving ties with the United States, Cuba will renounce the ideas for which it has fought for more than a century, for which its people have shed a lot of blood and have run the biggest of risks.
Protesters in Guinea have prevented a medical charity from setting up an Ebola transit centre in the south of the country. The police said groups of young people chased away staff working for Médecins Sans Frontières in the town of Kissidougou. Our Africa editor Mary Harper is following the story.
Médecins Sans Frontières wanted to set up a transit centre so that infected people could be isolated from the rest of the community and quickly moved away to be treated in a proper Ebola treatment centre. And angry groups of young people came and insulted MSF. They burned one of their tents. They threatened them. So Médecins Sans Frontières basically fled and have not been able to set up this transit centre. And the young people were shouting, "We don't want Ebola, we don't want Ebola." In other words, they feared that people who were actually coming to protect them were coming to infect them with the disease.
The United States has repatriated four Afghan detainees held for more than a decade at the Guantanamo Center in Cuba. Officials said the four men were sent home at the request of Afghanistan's new president, Ashraf Ghani, who gave assurances for the men's safety. The BBC's Rajini Vaidyanathan is in Washington.
We've got the names of the four men, Shawali Khan, Ki Ali Gul, Abdul Ghani and Mohammed Zahir. Now, they were sent home to Kabul on a US military plane. The Pentagon says that their release followed a comprehensive review of their cases, and we understand they may have been cleared for release for some time. And also, this included a determination that they were not a security risk back in their homeland of Afghanistan.
The United States has rejected North Korea's proposal for a joint investigation into a cyber attack, which led to Sony Pictures cancelling the cinema release of a comedy. The film centred on a plot to murder the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A national security spokesman, Mark Stroh, said the Obama administration stood by the FBI assessment that North Korea was behind the attack. World News from the BBC. Pakistan has announced it will execute more militant prisoners in the next few days, having lifted a moratorium in response to the school massacre in Peshawar on Tuesday. Two prisoners have already been executed. The government says soldiers are now helping to secure prisons to thwart any attempt by the Pakistani Taliban to free fellow militants. French police say they've shot and killed a man who attacked three officers at a police station in the central city of Tours. One of the victims is said to have been seriously injured by the knife-wielding assailant. The man's motivation is not known, but some reports say he had shouted Allahu Akbar, or God is great, as he entered the station. Lucy Williamson reports from Paris.
The young man ran into the suburban police station in the early afternoon and stabbed an officer in the face. He wounded two others before being shot dead. A spokesman for the Interior Ministry told French television that the dead man had been very determined, but that his precise motives were not clear. Investigators are reportedly focusing on whether radical Islam played a role and have launched an inquiry into attempted murder and criminal conspiracy in connection with a terrorism organisation. The attacker is believed to have been a French citizen born in Burundi and was not listed as an internal security threat, though some news reports say his brother was known to have expressed a desire to travel to Syria.
A retired British couple renovating a dilapidated outbuilding on their property in southwest France have told the BBC of the moment they came across hidden treasure. Jenny Wetton said her husband Ron was clearing rotten mortar from the brick walls when he put his hands on what felt like a dead rat. It turned out to be a silk purse. When he tugged it free, out spilled 45 gold coins dating from the 1590s. At that time, Spain was financing a war for religious supremacy in the area around Castellones, the town where they live. BBC News.